Let's go! What's up, everybody? Welcome to the House of Mario, Episode 3. I'm your host, Drew Agnew, and with me is Bryce DeWitt.
Oh, yes, it's me.
It's you.
It is me. I'm here also.
Okay. This is our E3 2017 prediction show, where we're going to try and predict what happens at Nintendo's E3 press conference slash...
Direct, whatever the hell.
Yeah, whatever. They're calling it an event or something this
year. Event.
Digital event, is that what it is?
Is it?
Something like that, yeah.
Is that... No, I mean, I suppose that's what they're calling it nowadays.
They call it whatever they want.
Well...
They're going to announce some games and stuff, hopefully.
Yeah, well, if they didn't, I'd be very disappointed. It's like, the only thing we've got for you this year is Netflix, that's all by...
Hey, that would be disappointing. I do want a Netflix app on there, though, and a YouTube app.
We need a lot of little apps on there, but probably won't see them for a little bit. They'll probably talk about it this year, but we'll see.
I think it's going to be one of those things where YouTube or Netflix comes out and says, hey, we're on the Switch now. I think that's going to be what's going to happen.
I'm still waiting to hear about Rainmake, if you know what Rainmake is.
No?
Yeah. It's a streaming app. You can stream PC games on the Switch.
Yeah. I forgot what it was called.
Rainmake. I'm really hoping that it comes through, because that would be... really good.
That'd be awesome, yeah.
It'd be freaking sweet.
Then your friend can play as Batman on there and you wouldn't have to complain about it.
Yeah. Damn right.
Yeah. We're just going to start the episode. It was yesterday Nintendo came out and announced their online plans for Switch.
I'm very excited about this, to be honest.
Are you very excited?
Yeah. Look,
it all sounds good except for the one detail we'll get to at the end.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been delayed to 2018. Mm-hmm. It won't be happening in summer. But is it happening, but it's free? Is that what...
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so we can play Splatoon and stuff.
Yeah. So the services we're going to be paying for are available this year.
Yes.
On a free trial.
Yes.
That's what's going on.
Cool. Yes.
The classic game selection seems a lot better than it originally sounded like.
Yep.
That sounds good.
Yeah. From what I understand, it's a library, right? That they just keep updating. See, that's good. As long as they keep updating it, they're not slacking on it.
Yeah.
That's probably the thing I'm most excited about of the thing.
Mm.
Second being the pricing.
Yeah. Like, is it going to be like PlayStation Plus where you've got to claim your games and they become yours? Or is it like...
No.
Say in 2 years when they've got 50 games, if you're paying that monthly fee, do you get access to those 50 games like Netflix?
I dare say you get access to those 50 games.
So, like, pretty much you're getting a lot more better value 2 years down the line than you are the first month where you're getting one or two games. Is that what...
Yeah, maybe. I guess so.
Just, yeah.
It only makes sense... Well, it would make sense on their end to do it in a library fashion that you can just access once you're paying for it. Mainly because, I mean, they've already made the money from those assets. Like, it's not like they're releasing games that... one of their examples was, like, Balloon Fight.
Yeah.
And, like, Metroid with leaderboards or something.
Oh, that'd be... Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
I didn't think about leaderboards. That'd be awesome.
Stuff like that, yeah. Stuff like that is what's going to be on it. And, like, when you think of it in that perspective... It's just, I mean, expanding on a library on that just seems like the smartest idea instead of being restricted to people who pay for that month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
A lot more community activity that way, you know, you get people speed running and...
What else are they going to do? Just chuck the games away pretty much if they're not having them available?
Well, that's it. Again, like I said, they've already made their revenue off these games in the past sort of thing, so it'd be really silly to make it the focal point of the thing now.
Yeah.
And I think that's what everybody was concerned about before, is like, I've already paid for this shit before. So,
yeah, we all have.
You know, yeah, literally. We all go back and we all pay for the classic stuff.
Mm. So on top of the games, the classic game selection, we get eShop detail, or deals, sorry.
Details.
We get eShop details.
Ooh.
That's intriguing. Well, the eShop deals seem good to me because I'm pretty much just buying all my games digital on the store. So having a couple of bucks off here and there will probably get my $30 a year back pretty easily, I would think.
Yeah, it will. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean,
unless it's literally like a cent or something. You're not that good.
Providing it is $30 a year, which, by God, if it's not...
It is $30.
It's definitely $30. It's
confirmed by Nintendo Australia.
Yeah. Oh, it was?
Yep.
Awesome. Okay. I did not see that. Okay. That's awesome. While we're talking about price, the price point is really solid to me.
Mm.
Like, especially if we are getting that library of games, you know, when you think of it that way, I don't mind paying... Like, is it still $5 a month?
I'll go through the pricing. So, for a month, it's $5.95.
Yep.
For 6 months... Was it 6 months?
Yep, 6 months and 12 months.
It's $11.95, and 12 months is $29.95.
See, I can't complain with that.
And for New Zealand, it's about $3 on top of that.
I for a 12-month subscription, I spent double of that on PSN.
Mm.
On PSN subs.
You get a lot more features on PlayStation Network and Xbox Live.
Well, yeah, of course you do. Like, you know, that's a given.
Something I'd like to see on Switch, and I wouldn't mind actually paying, like, a couple more bucks for, is, like, a cloud saves for your game saves and all that.
Yeah, I'd like to see it, but I don't see it happening,
mm.
unfortunately. I think cloud saving's pretty much off their radar. I don't think... It's really hard to say, I feel, mainly because given their past in online functionality, they haven't exactly been very advanced.
No.
is the best thing I can say.
Well, this is their time to be advanced because they're charging for it.
Well, yeah, it is, but...
Mm. Especially since, like, Switch, there's no way to back up your saves at all.
No. Yeah.
You can't even put... If you could put them on a PC, that'd be okay. It'd be a bit harder, but at least there's an option.
And there's physical saves there, if you want them, sort of thing. Like, I like the cloud, but I hate the cloud.
Mm.
Like, cloud saving is a good thing to me, but it's also a terrible thing because I know that if something stupid happens to the cloud, there they go anyway.
Yeah.
Keeping a record of my own saves on my PC or something like that's a lot more... viable, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, them having cloud saving would be a really good push, but I don't see it happening because of the nature of Nintendo.
No. Yeah. All right, that pretty much covers that.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah. Yeah. So, hopefully, Splatoon 2, all this stuff rolls out. Oh, well, one more thing. Hori brought out details for their headset.
Mm-hmm.
And it basically showed us how we're going to be doing voice chat.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got a cable from the headset into a box. And the box has a cable to a mobile phone to use the app for voice chat.
Yep.
And another cord to go into the Switch, the headphone jack.
So that could pretty much piss off.
Yeah.
Look, I'm not... If I'm going to use voice chat, it's going to be Discord or something.
Yeah.
I think
that's going to be...
On PS4 and Xbox One, if I'm playing video games with friends anyway, I'm using Discord.
Yeah.
Okay. Discord is a premium free service that you don't have to pay for. You set up your own rooms at any time, whatever. Like, Discord is literally the best voice chat app out there.
Mm.
And it really, like, it trumps all the other services so much that I just don't believe it.
I'm just going to play Devil's Advocate.
Because
you're a PC gamer, you're used to Discord and jumping on it. Like, it's super easy. But I just feel like a lot of people playing on their PlayStation or Xbox, they're going to be just wanting to hit a button and talk to their friends.
I would assume so as well, but you know, just gives you an incentive to go to Discord. Yeah. It really is the better option.
And I like with my Beats, I can literally just plug them into a PS4 controller. They've got a little shitty microphone on them, and I can use that as a headphone. Yeah. Like, it's so easy.
But that's also probably jarring for other people as well, using that shitty microphone.
Probably.
Yeah. it wouldn't work very well.
It's not too bad. It gets the job done. It's not going to squeal in their ear.
Well, no. Yeah. But you could be plugging those Beats into... into something better and having clearer communication.
Yeah. Okay. He's doing the winky eyes at me.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Enough about Discord. Let's move on.
Yeah, enough about Discord. So, but anyway, I think they should have better. I don't think the app should be necessary for voice chat.
Well, yeah. Look, I've been talking to people on the internet about this since I think yesterday. I was having a big conversation with people. I understand people's gripes with it, but they have to remember.
Is there a reason why a mobile phone has to do voice chat? Yes. Is there a lack of RAM or something in the Switch?
No.
What is it?
Reason is to put the parent controls in the parent's hands.
That's it.
That's literally it.
Okay.
Okay. Here's an unpopular opinion for everyone. I understand everybody's gripes. However, when you consider the nature of young minds being very impressionable and how that plays off, I've met many racist and rude children on Xbox Live and PSN. I've met so many that it doesn't discourage it for me.
Yeah.
Like, if I have to listen to another 10-year-old call me, I don't know, you know, I'm not going to say it here, obviously, but like, If I have to listen to another child call me that, then I would literally fine them on them down.
Oh, God.
it's so bad. It's so bad on other platforms. So I can understand what they're trying to do. They're trying to take that out of their community. They don't want that to happen. If you give that control to the parents, then they know what's going on.
From what I understand, though, you can only talk to your friends you've added on the Switch. So I don't... And you can turn parental controls off. I don't understand why they've made it like that.
I don't think that'd be restricted to every single game. I think voice chat in general. At one point, somebody's going to complain so much that they're just going to be like, fine, we'll remove it. You can talk to people however the hell you want. And it's just going to happen like that. I think voice chat, okay, is a very, very touchy subject on the internet because even with games that are considered mature and more mature people play, like League of Legends and, you know, stuff like that. Yes, I know League of Legends is full of kids. You don't have to, you know. But even it's a touchy subject even with them because, like, just the text chat is so toxic.
Yeah.
You know, that's bad enough. That's the same for most games. So, like, you know, you get a message on PSN or whatever and you get called a stupid fat freaking...
A stupid fat.
Stupid fat idiot. No. You know, racist word insert here. You know...
Blue.
Chatting on video games can become extremely toxic and I can understand why... Nintendo trying to remove that a little bit because it stops kids from being impressioned and you know, that's fair enough. I can dig that. I'll just use Discord. I don't care.
Nintendo's just had like a long history from like since the Wii with the friend codes and that, just trying to like prevent kids from talking to the wrong person.
Exactly right.
Which is important. I think like things like this, like when we're paying $30, we want to play ARMS and Splatoon, Mario Kart, and we just want to talk to each other, and I mean they've got this in the way of that. That's when it becomes an issue.
The option is there, it's just slightly convoluted. And it's convoluted for the right reasons.
Like, what I don't get about this headset that's come from Hori, like, it's got, like a cable that goes into your phone, into your Switch, and into your headset. Mm-hmm. What do you do when it's docked? It's a normal length headphone jack, like it's
yeah, well, exactly. That's Hori needs to upgrade the cable length big time, because if they don't, it's going to be an unused headset, and that's unfortunate, but that's just the way it is. You can't,
like, you can only use it in handheld mode.
Well, yeah,
and like with Splatoon playing online,
I would prefer to be playing it on the TV.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, it is a bit silly, yes, but they're going to do what they're going to do. It's not going to change, unfortunately. So, unless they upgrade the cable length, I will not be purchasing it at all.
No. It looks cool, though.
It looks great.
Looks like one they actually wear in the game. It looks pretty neat.
Yeah, it looks wicked, but it's probably not going to be a buy, unfortunately.
It's number one on Amazon Japan.
Yeah.
Top sellers.
Oh, of course it is.
Yeah, they're just like, we don't care. We don't use TVs in Japan anyway.
No. We're all on the move. We're on the tram.
Actually, someone photoshopped in the... that wasn't Aussie Nintendo. It was a Nintendo voice chat group on Facebook.
Yep.
It's basically, you know, that picture... It's a picture of Reggie, that classic picture where he's doing the shrug of the shoulders.
Yep.
And he's holding an iPhone, Nintendo Switch, and and the headphone thing, or the adapter.
Hmm.
It's just like, there's the quote saying, this is the options we allow our customers now that it's a paid service. There's like cables everywhere. Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah, well.
I think it's less of a deal than people are making it out to be. There's other ways.
Yeah.
You know.
Like, we'll use Discord.
Yep.
And it's $30 and we get plenty of games, discounts, et cetera, et cetera. It's nothing too much to complain about, I don't think.
No, not really. And if you're looking for voice chat on Nintendo games, voice chatting on Mario Kart or whatever, it's like, what are you going to do? Strategize who you're going to hit with a blue shell on it?
I just think back to that time when I first got my Xbox 360, yep. And we were playing Halo 3 together, and we were just like clanning up with all these awesome people. We just started talking and having fun and...
Yeah. Oh, look, there
that,
is
moments. That never happened again on my Xbox 360. That one time.
I just
think back to that.
That one time is really good, and I will agree with that, but, like, that's one time out of 10 for most part.
Yeah.
It really is. It's unfortunate.
Hmm.
A lot of people insist on being toxic on the internet.
Yeah, unfortunately. Oh, well. Well, we'll move into our predictions for E3 2017. We've got five each. We'll take turns.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Do you want to go first, Bryce?
Okay. This is more of a hope more than it is an actual prediction.
Well, they're all pretty much hopes, I think.
In a way. But, like, if we're gonna make the term, I really, really hope we see something in the ways of Smash.
Mm.
Like, please, please. I want to, like, I don't care, it doesn't have to be new, I just need a port, with all the characters, you know, a deluxe.
Yeah.
We need a deluxe version of Smash. this thing, in my opinion, the same way Mario Kart has been, it's been perfect for the Switch.
Yeah.
It's one of those things, it's like you take off the controller, you know, remember playing with the Wiimote, it's not going to be that much different. Yeah. Except, like, we've got a control stick and it's actually going to feel a little bit better on the Joy-Con.
You don't have to do the claw to hit the B button to do your shield?
No.
That was
horrific.
Interesting.
Yeah. You had to, like, hold it with, like, a pinch motion, like, upside down if you really wanted the best.
I sort of did, like, a claw with my...
Index finger. Yeah. So it was kind of like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that. I think the Joy-Con are really... spectacular little controllers. You detach them, you could play around and smash or something like that. It needs to be there.
Mm.
I feel it would be completely irresponsible for them not to port it.
Yeah,
because it's an iteration. It's an amazing iteration of Smash. So, like,
it's a matter of when. Rather than if, I think, for Smash Bros.
Probably, but sooner rather than later, please. Yeah. Sooner rather than later. E3 would be the best time, Nintendo.
Just while we're talking about this, I'll put in one of mine. I've actually put no word on Smash Port. Sad face.
Well, yeah, probably.
I think
yours is the more accurate prediction.
I think they'll hold it, because this year, I don't think they need a big game like Smash Bros. I think they've got enough coming out.
But it's a big game that's already been released. That's my thing.
And I also don't think at E3, at least, they don't want to talk about it, and they don't want to overshadow ARMS, another fighting game.
Maybe.
That's what I'm thinking.
That's true. I could probably sit behind that.
And they also probably don't want to make it look like they're just porting all Wii U games over as well after Mario Kart 8.
I think it's kind of important that they do.
Mm.
Look, I'm on that side of the fence where I'm just like, Wii U was, it's a shitty piece of hardware, but the games were awesome. So, like, seeing some of that nice stuff being ported over would be awesome.
Yeah.
You know, Smash is a no doubt, and I think it needs to be on the console as soon as it can, because it would get people buying it. I think. Look, it's going to be another push. People bought the Switch for Zelda, and they're like, oh yeah, we're not going to get Mario Kart for at least another month and a half or something.
Trust me, man. I hope I'm wrong. I hope it gets announced, comes out September. Yeah.
Yep.
Like, what would you like in it? Like, I want, like, all the 3DS stuff put in it as well. A couple of new characters and a couple of new stages.
Yeah, it'll be a complete edition of Smash.
Mm.
Like, there's no question. If they're gonna port it over or whatever, they might as well just add everything that they've done over the two iterations and just smack them into one thing, which will work.
Mm.
You know, it'll work. So they might as well. Yeah, they just need to do that, and they need to chuck it on the console, and we can have our definitive version of Smash, and we'll have a good time.
Yeah,
do that, and I can guarantee people will buy it, especially if they have all the DLC characters there for free, no question. You know, people will buy that again. There's no doubt about that.
I can't wait for it to come out on Switch.
Oh God, yes. I really need it in my life. Please.
My first, or second one now, is two-player mode for Mario Odyssey. There's going to be a big blowout for Mario Odyssey on at E3. I think they're going to... I don't know in what capacity. I think it's going to be... But it's going to have a two-player mode because it's their...
it's their thing now.
It's their premier game, and the Switch's thing is easy, like,
yep,
multiplayer.
Yep, absolutely.
I hope it won't be like as focused as it is on 3D World on the Wii U.
Yeah.
As fun as that is, I'm not really after that again.
No, they've done it. I don't need it anymore.
Yeah. So it'd be interesting to see if, like, you know, you play as... two Marios, or maybe it'd be like Super Mario Galaxy where someone's just on the star collecting the star bits.
Yeah, don't want that.
I mean, you can easily ignore something like that as well, though.
I mean, okay, you know, it wasn't a bad option if you had someone sitting in there and you're just like, man, I'm itching to finish Mario Galaxy, but I don't want to let my friend be bored. That's basically what that mode was. There's no other way to explain it, you know. Yeah. Hey, have this remote controller and collect things for me.
We got like a real little kid. It'd be perfect for, like, you know, you're playing Galaxy Eve and Evie's, you know, bored, and you give her the Wiimote and she's just, you know,
yeah, swinging, like, around. Wiggling the star around or something.
It's perfect for that.
It is, yeah, but I don't want it again.
No.
I would prefer something more fleshed.
Yeah.
You know, which is fair. My hopes for Odyssey are... beyond, like, being like Mario 64 and its presentation and all that and how it is, I just hope that overall, like, it doesn't get too shallow.
Mm.
Okay?
Yeah.
Like, I like the Mario Galaxy series. I didn't play through 2, sorry everyone, but I had my fill after, like, 2 playthroughs of Mario Galaxy 1 to 100%. And, like, I had my fill. But it... As good as Galaxy was, and Galaxy 2 was, I suppose, there was linearity there that you couldn't outshadow.
Mm, definitely.
Like, if I want another Mario game like that, I'd really love to see another Sunshine or 64 where you've got a level, it's got an open area with a bunch of stuff to do, some platforming, whatever. I'd love to see that again.
Just one that's so fun to explore.
Like, yes.
Those games, yeah.
Absolutely. Because I am dead serious. Sick of 2D side scrollers being released, because it's like throw out cash and grab for the most part. They've released Mario Maker, which I really wish also would come to the Switch. And we're talking about these things. Like, if you've got Mario Maker there, you've pretty much defeated the purpose of making another 2D Mario for the most part.
Oh, you might want to play it for the story, though. You might want to know what happens to Princess Peach.
Story.
Story.
The story of a 2D Mario game. Ow. I'd be missing out.
Did they wreck the cake?
Well, probably. Someone always does.
Yeah.
I need that Mario feel again, where I can feel like I'm exploring a little bit of a jungle gym.
Yeah.
You know, that's the way I want to view it. So to do that with a second person would be awesome. You know?
Be awesome if there's some type of like, there's like, in Super Mario 64 DS, where it had like that battle mode.
Yeah.
They could do some like party things on the side, like that.
Yeah.
That might work.
Because, you know, that version of Mario 64 was easily the best thing about it, in my opinion. It's like, oh, hey, look, you play all these other characters. I'm like, screw that, I can jump on people. I can jump on people and I can beat them in poker.
Yeah, so there's some fun things I think they could do for the two-player. I just don't know what I'd want from that, really.
Yeah, neither do I.
I don't want it like you can run through the levels together and the whole game sort of designed around maybe two players being there. Like, I don't really want that.
No, yeah, no. It needs to be accessible from both points of view. So if one person can run off and do one thing, another person can run off and do another.
Yeah.
You know, it'd be... especially with the speedrun community being so big because the game's done quick and everything and stuff like that. Co-op speedruns are fun to watch because you've got two people running off and doing their own thing and, you know,
yeah,
completing their own objectives and stuff like that and getting through stuff as fast as possible. Having that in any sense is a good thing, you know. You get some really janky versions of that, like back in the GTA San Andreas days, they had a multiplayer mode, but it was like you could only get so far away from the other person before you just couldn't go any further.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want that either. I want it to have, like, a level, a split screen, and you just do what you want in that level. If they do that, that'd be awesome. I don't need any more than that. You know? Just let us have that, we'll be fine.
It'd be awesome.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You beat each other up if you want, and just, you know.
Well, they could just put no two-player in it, and I'll be happy as well. I don't...
Oh, look, yeah, I'll be happy with Mario. I'll be happy with Mario regardless. I don't think that's a question. Like, it'd just be nice to see those little things in it, especially with the Switch function so much around. Again, like you said, two-player. I feel like it needs to be there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Alright, cool. I'm going to move on to my second now. I reckon there'll no doubt be something new from Retro. I'm not sure what it's going to be, though. I don't want to say Metroid, I don't want to say Donkey Kong. I don't want to say either of them. Could be a new IP. I don't know. But I think it's indefinite that they'll be there. I think they'll have a product to put on display, even if it's like hardly started.
It's been a fair few years now, hasn't it?
Well, we need to hear something from them.
When did Tropical Freeze come out? Was that 2013? Was it 13?
Was it that long ago?
It was a fair while ago now.
So that would have been, yeah, whatever they've got in the works now would have been in development for a long time.
Yeah.
So they need to put something out this year, I feel.
Yeah.
I like their games. I do. I think they do very well on them. Donkey Kong Country Returns was nice. I never played Tropical Freeze, but they did LRM.
No, they didn't.
No, they didn't?
No.
Hmm.
They just done the Prime series, the trilogy.
Ah, that's right. I knew I was missing something Metroid there. Can't complain with Prime, though.
No.
You know?
Especially the first one.
Well, yeah. The Prime games were really good. I can't. You know, I wish I went back and played more Metroid, because really it was, the Prime series was a hallmark for Metroid. And I want to see more of it, and if Retro does do it, awesome. You know, the quicker they jump on that wagon, the more hype they're going to get. I think if they're going to delay, like, if they are doing Metroid, if they delay it any longer, it's going to become stale and nobody's going to want to, you know. Yeah. People are going to be like, we've been waiting, like, because quality aside, if they release a game that's like, hey, look, we've developed this for 4 years and people aren't satisfied with how it looks, you know, if they wait another 2 years on top of that 4 years and it still looks the same as they would have presented it in 2017 compared to 2019, It's not going to impress people, right? They need to start putting that out on the board, showing development if they haven't gotten close, and we need it sooner rather than later.
I just feel like it's time. Like, it's been well overdue. I'm not the biggest Metroid fan. I've sort of dabbled in a few other games, but none of them sort of held me. But because of Smash Bros, like, I really like the Samus character as much as, like, any other character in Smash Bros.
Yep.
I mean, any other Nintendo character. So I'd like a new game to sort of be really good and pull me in and make me really connect with the series.
Yeah.
Mm. I've got on mine, what have I got on my notes? I said, finally, a new 3D Metroid game, 2018. That's what I've got written down.
2018, you reckon?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I suppose it really depends. Like, if they've been doing nothing for this past, you know, 4 years or however long it's been, like, if they haven't been doing anything, I'd be very disappointed.
I think they'll have something to say about Metroid.
You reckon?
I think so.
Well,
I mean, you could say that any year, I think. Like, the last 3 years, like, it's time for Metroid. There's going to be a Metroid this year. It just never happens.
Yeah.
So, I think it could very easily happen again this year.
Yeah. I think maybe they were doing stuff for the Wii U for a bit, but they were kind of just like, eh.
Yeah, just leave it.
Just leave it. I think by the time they started a new project, Nintendo was kind of like, hey, look, we've got a new console coming out. Dev kits will be coming around this time. You know, they would have been discussing it way before then, sort of thing. So I think whatever they've had in development, they need to, you know, push it. Yep. Push it hard.
Yeah. It would be interesting to see whether, like, I think it'll be a 3D game, but it'd be interesting to see whether it's a 2D game or something completely different. Like, we don't really know.
I think it needs to be a 3D exploration, like Metroid Prime's were.
Mm.
I think it needs to be. Look, I think we talked about this in the last episode, but I liked Hunters. I understand everybody's gripes with, like, the bosses being stale and stuff like that or whatever, but the multiplayer was fun. The multiplayer was really good. It was
awesome. Yeah.
It would be so good to have a Metroid multiplayer.
With different hunters and characters.
And characters again.
Yeah.
They were so good.
It was awesome, yeah. And they've all got different abilities, different weapons to take advantage of, yeah.
It was so good. I loved Hunter's multiplayer. And for a 3DS game, like...
DS game, yeah.
Yeah, sorry, DS game, jeez. I've had 3DS on the mind for so long that I completely forgot about the normal DS. And I actually have, because I always forget that some titles are on DS. But seriously, it was such a good Metroid game, in my opinion. I understand the gripes with the boss battles and everything. That's fine, you know. That repetitiveness is the hell of that game. The story mode is repetitive. Multiplayer, definitely not repetitive. Yeah, so much
I just
fun.
Stopped playing the campaign. Just whenever I picked it up, I just played multiplayer.
Yeah, but the multiplayer was so worth it.
Yeah.
You know? And
go back and play it.
I wish I could, but I can't find my copy anymore. I lost it ages ago.
No, right.
I have no idea where it went. And that makes me really sad because...
Do some download play. Do some Samus only.
Samus only.
I actually started just using Samus just with the homing missiles. I really liked the homing missiles.
Yeah.
I just kept on using her.
I don't know. I liked playing a... like a fair multitude of them. God, if I could remember the names. I only remember names of two of the hunters.
Trace,
Psylux. There's Noxus?
Noxus.
I think it's Noxus. I could be wrong.
I can't remember, yeah.
But all I remember is that Psylux bombs were friggin' annoying. He could, like, Illuminati triangle people and it insta-kills them.
Yeah.
Oh my god. That was the worst thing.
Imagine if memes were around back then.
Oh.
It'd just be like the Illuminati Hunter. Yeah. Whatever you want to call him.
God. We're going so far back right now that there's not even memes. God damn.
There was a time before memes.
A time before memes. But yeah, long story short, let's get a Metroid multiplayer like that in there.
That'd be great. Yeah,
it would be great
with a good campaign story.
Hey, you could even design your own hunter, or like, hey, Federation Force was just released, right? God, about 6 months back, maybe.
Yeah,
something like that. People have been saying it's really good.
Really? I heard it was terrible.
No, I heard it was pretty good.
I played the demo for the whatever they called the soccer mode.
Yeah,
that was fun. It's okay. Like, it wasn't, it's no Rocket League or anything, but it's fun.
Apparently, it's a good co-op Metroid.
Okay.
Like, I understand. I understand a lot of people. It's because it's not what people want. Okay.
No.
Like, if they want to hear more from Samus, that's what people want, and I think that's fine for the campaign mode. You know what? I wouldn't mind just being a random customizable soldier in a multiplayer mode. That's fine. As long as we have similar weapons to what we see in the Metroid franchise.
You can, like, choose your suit or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be cool. Add that in. Add a customizable Metroid shooter.
There's so many things you can do with Metroid. It's crazy.
I know. So why aren't they doing it?
I remember when we were playing the multiplayer for Hunters. I'm like, Nintendo could, like, make this... I don't know if they should do this. It's kind of... But they could, like, make it like their Halo, almost...
They
if,
could.
If they really, like, get into it.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people wouldn't want that, because that's not necessarily what Metroid is.
No, well, okay. If the single player remains the way it is, I don't think people care.
Mm.
Okay? It doesn't need to be like what Other M was, where it was, like, so much story context and, like...
The baby Metroid.
De-characterization of Samus or whatever. Like, it doesn't need to be that. It can still just remain the way it was. It's just like, oh, Samus, there's a space station. Just go and do your thing.
Do your thing. Get in there, girl.
Get in there, girl. Seriously, they could keep that. They could keep that with the campaign. That's fine. But I think that's what they want. That's what Metroid fans want. So keep that as a campaign, sure. Introduce a multiplayer mode that's got some... Yeah, customizability and some replayability into it.
Especially with the Switch, where there's no first-person shooter on there.
Yes.
Oh, God. I want that now. I really want that now.
Yeah.
I wasn't thinking about multiplayer when we came into this, but that's what I want now.
Yeah, well, hey, the option is there. They've done it before. The multiplayer was really good. Mm. Why they haven't capitalized on it, it beats me. I remember going back... We can't even do that anymore. We can't even jump on the 3DS and go on an online match in Metroid.
That's right.
On the DS.
They've taken it down, yeah.
We literally can't do that anymore. And that's sad, because that game was awesome online. We need it. We need it, Nintendo. Push it. Push it harder. It really should be out there, and I think it'll be perfect for you, for the console, so let's go.
So hopefully we're going to see that next year.
Yeah, I'm hoping so.
Let's put it, hopefully I get a little tick next to this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I keep on just piggybacking off yours, just put mine in there, don't I?
It's because we think similarly. We just,
yeah,
you know,
yeah, because we hadn't shared these before the episode, so we're just finding them out as
we go along.
Yeah,
one I did share one with you, and I'm going to talk about it right now. Though Game Freak are apparently working on something, and unfortunately, I think it's going to be something to do with Pokken.
Mm. Look, Game Freak or the Pokemon Company.
Well, the Pokemon Company.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be Pokken. I've expressed this before to a couple people, but I would love to see HD res upscale Sun and Moon with some decent end game content and a reason to battle and stuff like that. Something good, okay? There was. Spoiler warning, if you haven't finished it, just skip over the next couple of seconds. But the ending of Sun and Moon was really dry. The end game is a bit dry. Needs more push. There was a big open-ended thing there they could have worked with for an after game. But they didn't.
Mm.
They left it. And I understand that it's probably due to A, development time, and B, cartridge space. But there's a big open end there. They really could be pushing.
Oh, yeah, your friend goes off.
Yes.
Yes, okay, yeah. Yes, definitely.
Big open, and they could be pushing, so why aren't they following up on that sort of thing? And if if STARS, as everybody is codenaming it, if that ever does happen, you know, push it. We've been talking about Pokemon in general today as well, but we need a Battle Frontier, something like that, a reason to play the after game.
A really hard end game thing to.
It's like, look, here's the battle tree. I'm like, I don't care about endless crawls.
Yeah.
You know, I understand that the Battle Frontier in its essence has some of that in it. There's a bit of a crawl.
Yeah.
But there was an end goal in my, like, it's like, hey, look, you got a silver medal. Now I aim for the gold medal, which is even harder.
I never got any golds.
No, neither did I. Because I was a kid and didn't really understand EV training and all that at the time. You know, having that there would make so much sense. You know, if you're going to put a full-fledged Pokemon game on it, which they probably won't, unfortunately, needs to be there.
You don't reckon at all?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Hmm.
They have an issue where they're marketing this as home console and then just assuming that everybody outside of Japan uses it the same.
Hmm.
So, like, the Japanese market, it's like, hey, look, you know, we're people with extremely busy lives, and therefore when we go on public transport and stuff, we take our Switch with us and that's where we play it. And that's perfect. Yeah. You know, it's perfect for their lifestyle, right? They just assume that everybody else on the outside world is not doing that. They're not taking it with them. They're leaving it at home. They're playing everything that they obtain for their Switch on the TV, which is not the case, by the way.
No, not even close.
Not even close. I've played the thing in handheld more than I have in my dock.
Yeah, so...
You know? As much as I think it's a very sensible idea to push Pokemon in there, like a Pokemon main adventure, it's not. I don't think it's going to happen because they're marketing it as a home console.
I think it will be there eventually, the main series Pokemon games. No. I'm not sure about the next ones, though. They'll probably end up on 3DS.
Of course they will.
Yeah.
it's
If the next one comes out on 3DS, will you care? I don't know if I want to go back to my 3DS after Switch.
I'm not sure if I will.
I could go back to my DS after the 3DS. It's backwards compatible, obviously, so you just play it on your new thing, but it looks older.
Yeah.
This, you actually have to go back to your 3DS after having the Switch. I don't know if I want to really be doing that for a game anymore.
Yeah.
Depends what the game is.
Well, I mean, there are advantages to having the 3DS over the Switch. Like, with you on your little travels.
Yeah, easier to put in your pocket.
It's easier to put in your pocket. By now, you've already got a load of games for it, you know.
Yeah.
If you've owned a 3DS long enough. In this day and age, if you had to pick between a 3DS and a Switch, and you're like, Mum, I want a console. And she's like, what one do you want? You pick whatever one you want. Why would you not go for the Switch?
Because it costs more.
It costs more, but that doesn't matter if somebody's buying it for you.
Well, I've already bought it, so.
I'm not asking you this. If your mother was to come up to you and you did not have any of those consoles, what would you pick?
Switch.
Damn right. Yeah. You know, it's the newest thing. More games are going to come out for it.
I just hope Nintendo goes to the Pokemon Company and, like, just, like, says, guys, we need you to put this on Switch.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, but Nintendo, we can't because the install base is a lot better on 3DS at the moment. And Nintendo's like, oh, but.
But we're not going to be pushing that hardware anymore soon enough.
Yeah.
If enough people invest in the Switch, there's going to be a point in time where they're just like, why are we still making things for 3DS?
They're just bringing out the 2DS, though, so they're probably looking down the line, but they've still got software. And I think to bring out new hardware, they definitely need new big games. And I think one of them is going to be Pokemon.
Thinking on that, I think it's going to be very hard for them to push a new portable platform after the Switch.
Mm.
I'm sure they've already thought of this before. But if they're like, hey, look, here's the 4DS, where you play things in 4D or whatever, it's like, cool, a gimmick. But I got my Switchy.
Yeah, mate.
I'll plug that into my TV and I can play some good old games, and then when I'm, you know, when I'm done with that, I just put it into sleep mode and take it with me. And
I think the idea going on is the Switch is their only system. But since the 3DS is still going well and it's a lot cheaper, they're just going to keep
of course
letting it go until it's over, then right on with the Switch.
Well, of course. But again, like, if you've got an option to buy a new 3DS or you've got an option to buy a Switch, like, I see no point in investing in the 3DS. Especially, they released a new model, right, the 2DS XL. With the thought in mind, hey, look, people are going to invest in this. And then they're like, well, no, because the only people that would be investing are new to buying into the 3DS, well, they need a replacement, right? So, like, if you've got a Switch sitting in front of you, they've been saving for the Switch, they're like, hey, here's this new 3DS you can buy, it's shiny. They're not going to think back. If people already own a 3DS, they're not going to stop there and go, well, I'm stopping to save for the Switch and investing in this 2DS.
No, I wouldn't think so.
No. So it's not going to sell as great as they think it will. It's a bit different with...
I think they're just going for young kids. Like, parents, like, they want a game console. This one's...
Probably so, but the 3DS is 7 years old now. 7 years old? I think it's going to be older.
There's still games coming out for it, and parents are just going to be like, oh, this is a Nintendo system. It's way cheaper than that Nintendo system.
I guess.
I think a kid would get a lot of joy out of a new 2DS.
I just think most people have it by now. You know?
And most would.
I understand that there's new investors and stuff like that coming in. They're like, oh, look, here's a cheap video game console for your children and whatever. But I feel most of those children probably already have one because they already had the cheese wedge.
There's always new kids coming up, though.
Nah, I guess. I don't know. I just feel it was a silly time.
What's another one of mine? I've got written here, Retro is working on new IP. Late 2018 release.
You reckon?
No, maybe.
Maybe.
I'm just taking a hint that they're not working on Metroid because it's a completely different team to when they were working on the Prime games. A lot of them have gone off to new studios. Some have gone off to Microsoft.
Oh, jeez.
So, it's pretty much a completely different studio.
Yeah.
So I don't think they're necessarily geared up for Metroid. They could be making a completely different Metroid game with the people there at the moment.
Puyo Puyo Metroid.
Yeah, that'd be great. <isn't it? laughs> Yeah. I don't know. The thing is, though, who would be making the Metroid game?
I don't know, but it's certainly not Retro, apparently.
Well, look, if that's a guess, if Retro isn't working, I don't know who else would necessarily be taking the reins. I don't know if it would go back to Japan. One of their internal teams there.
I think it'd be smart for them to put it on an internal team.
Mm.
If they're not giving it to Retro, give it to an internal team. I don't really think you could handball it off to someone else. It's a first-party IP. You know, Retro did good with Prime, but if you're not going to find somebody that's completely competent that's going to work with Metroid to that level...
Well, Retro's not third-party. They're first party.
Well, technically second.
No, they were bought by Nintendo. The first party.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that screws up my argument then, doesn't it? But no, yeah, look, if you're not giving it to Retro, give it to an internal team. Please.
Yeah, please. Well, because we know what happened last time. They went with a... what's their name? Shit. What's the...
Ninja Theory?
Ninja Theory, yeah.
Yeah.
I went with them and I think they made a decent game, but they didn't make a good Metroid game. I think that's what happened in the end.
Yeah, yeah. I can't deny that it was a decent game in its own right.
Yeah.
I don't like the really bad characterization they had going with Samus.
Yeah, they made her just into a whiny little bitch.
And
she's meant to be a badass, like she's a bounty hunter, she's not.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, come on.
she's been a female figurement ever since the first game of, hey, look, this is a badass bounty hunter, you know? And, like, the instruction manual would mislead you as, like, he, but at the end it's like, oh, it's actually a she, and it's like, ha! You know, it was big up yours to the men in the world.
God, I want a new Metroid game. Just back to my prediction... So Retro aren't making Metroid. What are they making? I don't know. I don't know what type of genre that would be.
Probably Donkey Kong.
God.
Glacial meltdown.
Not Donkey Kong again. Like, they've made two great Donkey Kongs. Don't necessarily need another one.
Nah, yeah, I agree.
Maybe port the 2 to Switch or Virtual Console or however you do it. Make them available on Switch.
Yeah.
We don't need another fucking Donkey Kong game.
No. Not really. I can appreciate Donkey Kong Country Returns and everything, and, you know, I haven't played Tropical Freeze again, but I'm sure I could appreciate that. But
it's a bit more ice. You can see Donkey Kong's fur. That was pretty cool.
Like, there's a pattern here. There's a pattern here with Donkey Kong Country games. You know, one was good. Like, going back to the SNES, one was good, two was good. Everybody had either third, because Kitty Kong or whatever. Yeah. Nobody liked it. You know? So while you're ahead, stop. We don't need Kitty Kong Returns.
Oh God.
We don't need Kitty Kong Returns. You know. So yeah, a new IP preferably, but I don't know what that IP would be.
Because I'm really enjoying at the moment seeing new things from Nintendo.
Yeah.
Like seeing ARMS, I think that's a lot of fun. A lot of character, a lot of color.
Yep.
Really awesome. Splatoon, obviously that proved to be like a really nice game for their arsenal.
Yep.
To sit alongside Mario and Zelda.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'd love to see, especially since Retro is a, it's the only development team out of Japan. They could have something really interesting and different from the rest of the company, I feel like.
Yeah.
They get let loose. Or even if they have a take, their own take on another Nintendo property.
Yeah, right.
Like, they just do, like, they, yeah. Because they're the furthest away from the rest of the company. They can sort of do their own thing until Miyamoto comes on Skype. It's like, hey.
What you doing there?
I wasn't going to do the accent. I wasn't going to make it racist.
Oh, come on. Doing an accent is not racist.
So, hey, how you doing? You guys are putting that, what IP can you put in this? No, this is our own IP. Oh, I think Mario could work for this game.
Can we speak about Mario for a second?
Oh, we can do that.
What is Kingdom Battle? What is Kingdom Battle?
That's going to be my last prediction.
Kingdom Battle?
Everyone's saying, oh God. I'm going to say that it's probably going to be okay.
You know what I'm going to say? Rabbids are the minions of the video game world, and I don't want a part of it. Why?
This game just screams, Nintendo's like, Ubisoft, can you please come back to our platform? You supported the Wii U so much, it burnt you, please come back. And they're like...
Only if we can use Mario.
Yeah, only if we can use an IP of yours. Here's Mario, here's our top of... the fucking pantry.
Yep.
IP. Here it is. And they're like, okay, we've got Mario. We're making a Mario game. How can we leverage our IP as well? What IP can we put in it? Ghost Recon. No. Far Cry. No. What's colourful? And Rayman. Rayman. No one cares about Rayman. It's really good, but no one cares about it. What do we want to leverage? Rabbids.
So we're putting in rabbids.
So they get on the Word document and they put Mario plus rabbids. Where's Mario come from? A kingdom. What are they going to do? Battle. Kingdom battle. Ship it. Leak it. Do what you want. And there it is. What genre are we going to make it? An RPG. All right, we'll get some basic RPG mechanics in there. Put a story where Mario meets the rabbids through some dimensional shift. And through that dimensional shift, some guns come out.
You know what the sad part is? I could actually imagine an Ubisoft executive saying this, and it's making me cringe.
So that's what it is, though, isn't it? Like, you just look at the art, you're like, okay, I see what's happening.
Yeah, I see what's happening here. We're gonna dress rabbits off as Mario characters, and we're gonna give the Mario characters guns because that's necessary.
Mm. Oh, God. I'm not gonna write the game off yet. Ubisoft's a good publisher. Hopefully they'll... And Nintendo's going to be pretty much up their ass. Going to be like, this is going to be good quality because it's got Mario in it.
Yeah, but no, I still don't have faith in it. Rabbits are the minions of the video game world, and I'm not partaking in that at all. I'm not partaking in it.
No, don't. That's the best way you can.
Yeah, but it's also the thing. It's also the thing that's going to shy off Ubisoft as a publisher, because they're like, "Hey, look, we've been burned by." It's horrid because they're like, "Hey, look."
Happens all the time, yeah.
It's like, hey, look, you know, we supported the Wii U, we got burned, and they're like, here, we're giving you Mario. It's like, fine, we'll make an RPG with Rabbids in it.
Mm.
Rabbids.
It's a bit, I'm a big FIFA fan, I'm looking forward to FIFA on the Switch.
Yep.
A press release came out not long ago. So there's FIFA 18, and then there's EA Sports FIFA for Switch. So there's two different versions.
Oh.
So, I read a Kotaku article,
mm-hmm.
and they're basically discussing, like, there's been all these versions for the Wii, and, like, there have been different versions where it's, like, they've used Miis, and it's been, like, just, like, a completely different game. So, by the sounds of it, it sounds like it's not going to be FIFA on the Switch, it's going to be some family-friendly version of FIFA. That's not confirmed, we haven't seen it, we'll see it at E3.
I really friggin' hope not.
And, like, me, as a big FIFA fan, I'm going to be, like, I'm not buying that.
No.
Then EA's going to be like, no one bought it on Switch. And it's just a cycle. You've got to put quality content on Nintendo systems for us to care about it. We're used to Nintendo games on Nintendo hardware.
Damn which right.
are high quality. It's not because we're a bunch of kids. We want decent content on our consoles.
Yeah, damn right.
Okay?
Yeah.
Like, it's so frustrating. And if all these companies turning around, like, telling us we're not supporting them on Nintendo hardware, start making good quality software.
Damn right.
It annoys the shit out of me. Was it Sniper Elite on the Wii U? They said no one bought it, right? They had no multiplayer in it. They didn't port over the multiplayer for the Wii U.
Yeah.
And, like, that game probably wouldn't have sold well on the Wii U anyway.
It probably wouldn't have, no.
But it doesn't help when you've got a half-assed version, where you're literally missing half the game. And you're not making it cheaper either.
No, they're porting it and they're making it the same price. They're cutting out half the content. Like, what's the point? Like, no wonder people, like, don't want to fucking support third party for the most part. It's like, hey, look, here's the thing. I think when it comes to third party, the teams that make the most effort generally earn the most money.
Yeah.
You know, it's not because of, oh, hey, look, Mass Effect's on the Wii U. Because that didn't work out too well.
Don't get me started on Mass Effect either. It's the third game in the series where your save file
carries over.
And then a few months later, you release the trilogy on every other platform except for the Wii U. And you wonder why it doesn't sell well. So you're expecting people to jump straight into the third game
and not knowing anything.
And like, if you're a super fan, you've got your save file on your Xbox, your PlayStation, or your PC.
Yeah. Like, it's not selling on Wii U. Oh, not selling on Wii U.
They just don't think.
No.
You shouldn't have put it on Wii U. You should have released maybe the trilogy, like, a couple of months down the line when you made it for the other consoles.
Exactly.
Because I would have liked to... I was keen to get into, like, Mass Effect 3.
Mm-hmm.
But I was thinking, oh, I've got to play 1. And that, I think at the time, that was only on Xbox.
Yeah.
I had the PlayStation. I'm like, okay. Then they released the trilogy. I'm like, okay, I'm interested. And it wasn't on Wii U. And I was like, oh, can't be bothered. There's other things at the time to play. But
yep. Moral of the story, though, is any company working on a port or, you know, a new IP or something like that, just please put as much quality as you can into it. Otherwise, it's going to be really hard to support you.
At least have it online with the other versions. Maybe not graphically, obviously.
Yeah.
Completely different hardware, but...
Look, if you can switch graphics options that easy on a PC, I don't see what's so hard. Like, you literally go into your game on a PC, it's like, I want to optimize it for ultra graphics. It's like, oh no, my computer's struggling. I suppose I'll opt for medium. And then it drops down. How annoying would it be, honestly, to port a game that's, like, just a little bit lower?
I'm not going to get into that. I'm not a game developer.
I'm not a game developer either, but if they can make that an option on PC, then what the...
But just as customers, it's like...
It's so infuriating.
I want a portable FIFA. You're like, oh, well, Nintendo audience is only family. It's like, no, they're not. And besides, I know plenty of 12-year-old kids...
Who want to play a decent FIFA game.
Who, like, they're playing Madden, they're playing FIFA, they're playing the AFL football game that came out.
Yeah, yeah.
If they see a version of that with just cartoon characters, they're not going to be interested. They're going to want the PlayStation version.
Yep.
For the real... Because they're like, my favourite team's in this. But then it's just a bunch of shit. Like, me's in that running around in this Nintendo version.
Like, here's a character, it's Ronaldo's bust.
I'm interested to talk about what EA does with FIFA on Switch anyway, when it gets revealed a couple of weeks from now.
Yeah.
But we'll just hit the hour mark, Bryce. I think we'll wrap things up.
I got a couple
things. Oh, you got some more, dude.
I got a couple things to do.
Oh, shit, sorry, man. Sorry.
Because we got talking on that for so long.
No, we've got 10% left on the iPad, so we're going to have to...
Our recording studio.
We started with 20% battery on the iPad, so...
Oh, yeah, boy. Alright, the last two can pretty much be pocketed together. Final Mario date.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I think that's a given. It's a really cheap thing to put on the list, but...
When do you think it will be?
Like,
chuck a date.
Yeah, I'm going to assume early December...
Alright, yep.
I'm going to assume early December, so they can get just in time for Christmas.
Do you have an exact date?
I'm going to say about December 12th.
Okay. I'm going to say in November, because that's when they drop their big bombs, in November.
Mm.
Late
November, maybe.
It'll definitely be November.
Alright.
You'll go in December, you're too late. I don't know what date. I'm trying to look what date's Friday. Yeah, I'm not going to bother about it. I think the 20-somethingth of November. There we go. It's broad enough.
20-somethingth. And news on the Zelda expansion is my last one.
Yeah.
Because I assume most of us have bought the expansion pass and we're like sitting there waiting. Supposed to be getting a hard mode soon enough. And they're like, oh, new portion to story to play, you know... All that nice things.
Yeah.
Like, we do need more news on it. I love Zelda so much, and I have to keep finding a reason to go back and play it now that I've done everything except Koroks.
Mm.
And I don't want to be hunting for Koroks all day.
I think it'll be there, like, telling us what's...
Well, yeah. They said it. Apparently it's going to have some sort of story significance, so it's going to be there, right? Yeah. You would think so.
Unless it's a couple of months down the line, they're like, here's the direct, here's the DLC, what you're getting. Who knows? Nintendo just does... They just do whatever they want, I think.
Well, yeah.
So it's hard to make predictions. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Whoops. Look. Yeah, I just want a reason to play more.
Yeah.
I really do. And if there's extra story to be added there, then wicked.
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 I'm fully sick, bro.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I just want it to happen. You know? Mm. But, yeah, a date for that would be nice too.
Yeah.
Probably not going to be till September. Probably not going to be till October. I don't know.
Yeah, about then.
But it'll tide me over till Mario, won't it?
Hopefully.
If it's around that time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
So what we're going to do is we're going to... Our episode, when we sort of just go through all the things we're announced and all that, at the end of that episode, we're going to tally up how many predictions each we got right.
Probably 0 on 0.
Maybe. if it's a draw, just nothing happens. But whoever wins gets shouted a Sharky's chicken schnitzel.
Oh, god damn it.
What do you reckon?
Alright,
so that's $10.
Yeah, yeah.
It's $10 for a schnitzel pack.
$10 for a schnitzel pack. Alright, cool.
Alright.
I'm looking forward to that lunch.
And a Coca-Cola.
And a Coca-Cola. $12.50, now you're breaking my bank. God damn.
Well, hopefully, you've got the Zelda one. You're going to nail that one. You're going to get the Mario date. You're going to nail that one. Pokken, maybe. Smash, maybe. What's this other one?
Retro stuff. But you've got half of that on your list, too.
Yeah, so who knows?
Just in different contexts. So you'll... I don't know. We'll see.
We'll see.
It's a curious thought.
All right. Well, we'll end the show there.
Yeah, that'll be it.
You can find me at iDruby on multiple social medias. You can find Bryce on multiple social medias at Revan.
Yeah, generally.
Generally. And yeah, every week we end the show with a thing called Nintendo Jukebox. And this one's a really good one.
This one's great. Okay, I wish I'd seen these guys earlier, yeah. And I'm so sad that I don't have more popularity.
I just introduced Bryce to this before we record the episode, but it's a group called Hot Chocolate Party, and they're like a comedy group that do skits, music videos, and all sorts of fun things.
Yeah, yep.
They've done a song called Luigi Death Stare. It's from the meme from Mario Kart 8 that...
Yeah, back in the Wii U days.
That blew up like in 2014. It's
fantastic. I'll be listening to it on the way home now.
So if you like what you hear, you can go to Spotify, SoundCloud, and YouTube. If you like this song, I recommend going to YouTube, checking out their videos.
Such high quality.
Yeah. And they've only got 5,000 subscribers on YouTube, which is...
Yeah, subscribe to them, guys. Yeah. That's quality content.
Yeah, it's criminal just how...
It's criminal how low they've got on the span of subscribers to the views, actually.
Yeah. Then you got like shit like Keemstar. Oh my God.
I'm your host, Killer Keemstar.
No, don't. Get out. All right, we'll catch you next week, guys, and... Stay safe. Don't eat too much chips.
Let's hope our Keemstar's not watching.
I don't think so, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, turns out the Wii U was actually pretty cool. You know, the year Luigi might be over, but the era of HCP's just begun.
One, two, three, four.
Alright, you superstars, grab a disc, put it in, press start. It's a game that's a work of art, and it goes by the name of Mario Kart.
Gotta tell you about this feeling, something that's got me reeling. And it took me a second to realize that I'm driving on the ceiling.
From Donkey Kong to Toad to Baby Mario, with a mushroom made of gold, from the Twisted Mansion to Rainbow Road.
My boy's Luigi though, modern day Houdini though, on a bike doing wheelies though, that 150cc flow.
One of Bowser's children went and hit me with a green shell, but that ain't right, you know that I'm about to give him hell. There's only one thing you can do when you shoot him in the air.
Do the Luigi death stare.
Alright, that was lots of fun, but you gotta practice moderation. Gotta go do something else, alleviate all my frustration. But I didn't come in last, that's cause for celebration. Let's hit the town tonight, solidify my reputation. It's time to go, pulling out of my driveway. When out of nowhere comes a Jeep doing 90. I pull up next to him and terrify him my way.
Do the Luigi death stare.
Hey man, I actually think this could really solve a lot of our problems.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Real world applications.
Walk in the living room, I see my dog, man. I tell him to come here, but he doesn't listen.
Death stare.
I'm at IKEA picking out myself a desk. Somebody also picked the same desk.
Death stare.
Caved in and I'm finally watching Shutter Island. My asshole roommate told me how it ends.
Death stare.
Chilling with my buddy and he makes a racist comment. I pause the game and I turn to him.
No, actually, can you make your eyes just a little bit wider?
What?
Perfect.
Hey guys, I tried that new Mario Kart. I think you're hyping this Wii U thing up a little bit too much. Xbox One Call of Duty, am I right?
Death stare.